Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day, we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Wednesday of week one, and we are on page 7 in the School of Prayer devotional book. We're continuing to explore how to praise and exalt God through our prayers, and today we're specifically talking about bowing down. The very last page of our books gives us some examples of prayer postures. Now, I'm not sure about you, but when I think of praise, I don't first think of prayer. I think my first thought usually goes to like worship music. And then my first idea of a praise posture isn't generally bowing, it's standing up and raising my hands. And of course, we do praise God through song, and one posture that we can praise Him is lifting up hands. We see that in Scripture. But today let's practice something that probably feels even more uncomfortable than standing in a room full of people with our hands in the air. So what's the deal with bowing? I mean, can't God hear my prayers when I'm standing or sitting or doing whatever? I mean, He absolutely can, and He does. I think that the bowing is for us. Remember on Monday, I mentioned that spending time praising God puts us in a humble posture. I was talking then about the posture of our hearts, but today, bowing is this literal physical posture that puts us in a humble position before the Almighty Maker of heaven and earth. He is worthy of our reverence. He is worthy of our devotion. He is worthy of our praise. And so therefore, we can bow before Him. Let's read Psalm 95, 1 through 11, and then let's do this. Let's bow and pray. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth. The height of the mountains are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts, as at Meribah, as on the day at Massa in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my oath, they shall not enter my rest. Oh man, let us be a people that can enter His rest, that can bow before Him humbly and surrender. Now, I've done my best to get this microphone close to the ground so that I can bow today, but listen, if you're driving or something right now, just set aside a few moments later in the day to practice. But right now, as I bow and you bow, let's pray. Oh Lord, we come before You again, and we are humbled. We are humbled in Your presence today, Lord. As we bow down, Lord, we remember who You are, the great and mighty acts that You have done. We remember that You have created all things, that You have created each of us. We remember that the mountains belong to You and the seas belong to You. We remember that You fashioned the heavens, that You put the sun and the stars and the moon in the sky, that they would light us up by day and by night. We remember the great and mighty works that You have done through all the generations. We remember that You have set Your people free time and again, literally from slavery in Egypt, and then literally from the slavery of sin when Jesus died on the cross. We praise You for that. God, I pray that as we are bowing down, that we would remember precisely who we are in Your eyes, that we are children of God, that You have made us worthy to call sons and daughters, and that it is You who have done that great work. It has nothing to do with what we could ever, ever do or earn on our own. And that is so humbling, Lord, to know that in my lack, then to know that in my weakness and my brokenness and in my sin, that You have done everything necessary to raise me up, to call me worthy and redeemed and child. Oh God, if that doesn't move my heart to praise, Lord, don't let my heart be hardened towards You in any way today. Let me remember this posture. Let me humbly bow before You all through the day, Lord Jesus, surrendered surrendered to you, surrendered to what the Spirit wants to lead me into today. In your name, Jesus, we pray and we praise. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again tomorrow.